I felt for quite some time I could have told my mother, but I didn't want to tell my mum without telling my father. Often I would imagine sitting at the table kind of having this conversation.
She said, I watched you do Steve Irwin Day, where you celebrate everything about him. So she was like, oh, I'm going to really try to celebrate my dad. And I thought, that's worth all the pain of going to ground zero to tell your story.
I promised when I did Australian Idol that I would be honest, that I would deliver exactly what would be said in the boardroom of my record company.
My mum had me at a young age. She was 13, a month after having me.
I hate that he got you. He got my treasure. I hate him for that. I hate him for taking something from me. But I love him more than any words can say for the man that he made you.
You raise your kids to just be themselves and be authentic and be happy. And I felt like a huge hypocrite because I wasn't. And I just struggled with that.
And it all happened so quickly. I got out of my car and I could hear someone on the phone. He turns to me and looks at me. He said to me, I am so, so sorry.
I definitely don't remember the worst of those days. And he carries a lot of trauma that I just don't remember. Things he had to see, the states he had to see me in. He didn't know if he would come home to me alive or dead.
So she had 11 children, and because of the policy of the day, wasn't allowed to bring any of those children. They were all forcibly removed from her.
If Cowan, if you're listening, mate, we won, and that is our family is still together. Yeah, so you can sit in your cell and think about that.
The Awkward Conversations podcast, coming soon.